this is our meeting as the portfolio committee. If we want to ask any questions now, we will be asking those questions from us. I'm sure we are used to asking questions from the department and the entities. So basically, we are here to adopt a number of documents. We'll be starting with the budget vote, consider it and adopt and follow the agenda as indicated there. Any formal apologies, PC Secretary?
Yes, Chairperson, I have an apology.
Any apologies?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I have two, Chair. Honorable Mbatha will join us later, and Honorable Bryant indicated that he won't be able to join us today. But Honorable Viebe and Phillips will table his inputs.
Yes, what about Honorable Thongwane? I heard that she was hospitalized.
I didn't want to bother her, Chair, because she was sick last week.
Okay, no, let's just note it for records. Any further apologies? Maybe people would leave early or late?
None.
Then let's get a proposal for the adoption of the agenda. Any proposal from honorable members?
I move, Honorable Chair, that we adopt the agenda.
Honorable Mkhono moves for the adoption of the agenda.
I will second that.
I second, Chair.
I didn't hear the last speaker.
I second, Chair.
Honorable Mkhono. Yes, there was a seconder. The agenda is adopted. So in terms of the agenda, we'll start by adopting or considering and adopting the report. What is on the
center?
What is on the screen? Which one are we starting with?
Budget vote, Chair. Senta?
Budget vote, not...
Yes. Let me call him, Chair.
Yes, please. Yes, we are starting with that, honorable members, the adoption, the consideration and adoption of the budget vote for the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment. I'm still trying to learn how to indicate what is this department. So that is there. I'll move slowly page by page. If members are noting anything that we must correct, then we'll do so. We are now on page one. So I don't expect you to raise your hands. You can, if you can, but if you happen to notice anything so that you don't pass you, you can speak. At least we are fewer here. It will not create chaos. So we are on page one. Page two. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. From page 14. I've already said 15. Do we have 15? Page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Page 19. Page 20. Why is it not moving? Is it on my side?
It is moving, Chair.
Page 21. Page 22. Page 23. Page 24. Page 25.
Okay.
Page 26.
Chairperson?
Yes. Yes.
Good morning. It's Singh here. It's good to see you again. and all the other colleagues.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't join you last week, but I was quite busy at Kwa Nongoma and Wipiri and other duties. But I noted that the
yes, honorable,
that everything was achieved in terms of the visit to Kruger National Park. Chairperson, I have a few. I've been reading all the documents, although I've not been in the meetings, and I have some recommendations on the recommendations.
Yeah.
Perhaps some of them are just grammatical, but others may be substantive. On the first one, the department and entities should achieve all their respective set targets. It is poor planning when budgets, which are directly linked to performance targets, are exhausted, yet many targets remain. And I thought I'm proposing that we remain either unachieved, comma, or remain either unachieved, comma, are off target, or are partially achieved. Are off target or are partially achieved. Then on the second one, I'm just suggesting a rephrase of that, because we don't want to create an impression that poaching is acceptable at any level. So I'm proposing the department and Sand Park should provide responses as to why anti-poaching efforts have not achieved desired results in the Kruger National Park, despite the huge allocation of resources to this cause. Just to repeat, the department and Sand Parks should provide responses as to, you take out ask, why anti-poaching efforts have not, and then we take out brought to levels, achieved desired results, have not achieved desired results in the Kruger National Park, comma, despite the huge allocation of resources to this cause. We can take out, to appreciable levels. So it should read, the department and Sand Park should provide responses as to why anti-poaching efforts have not achieved desired results in the Kruger National Park, comma, take out to appreciable levels, despite the huge allocation of resources to this course. Yeah, you can remove commitment. Yeah. Chair, then I'm just trying to understand.
Is that all, Honorable Singh?
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand, are we baiting the second last line in that point? Whose national parks are poorly resourced, or are we baiting on their shoot to kill policy to save rhinos? I'm just trying to understand what we mean there. The bullet two, the second last line.
The second last line.
Yeah. Let's start from the third. How would our translocated rhinos survive in these other African countries whose national parks are poorly resourced, or are we baiting on their shoot to kill policy to save rhinos?
Can I input there?
Yes, doctor. Through you, Chair.
Yes.
When we look at the greater Limpopo Transfrontier Park, it combined three countries, that is South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique. Now, when you look at the interaction between the community and SANFAC, there was a plan underway to translocate rhinos to Zinavi National Park. Now, the problem that we have at hand here is Zimbabwe pursues shoot to kill policy. If we are found inside a national park, that you shouldn't be, they shoot you at sight. So when we translocate rhinos, what is the thinking?
What is happening?
Rhinos to these South African countries. We have South African rhinos translocated to Chad. Now, the president of Chad was actually shot and killed. Now, there's no guarantee that the rebels would not overrun, you know, the national park where the rhinos from South Africa are actually stored. Then again, when we look at wars and the impact on ivory and precious species like rhinos, the links are very obvious. So the question there is, Kruger National Park, you rightly said, has this huge investment of resources as a national park. Now we are taking animals from Kruger National Park, we are sending to these other African countries, but the entire park's protection might not have the resources of Kruger National Park. So the question is, what are we relying on? Are we relying on the ability to implement policies that are much more aggressive, or what is it? That's the essence of that question.
Okay. Chairperson, I don't know, you know, we shouldn't start a diplomatic war here, you know, with other countries. Maybe we can rephrase it, Doctor. I can understand what you're saying. But perhaps we should ask our department. The department should provide a response on the efficacy of translocating rhinos into other African countries, where it is reported that the national parks are poorly resourced. You know, I'm suggesting we leave it as a statement and let our department provide a report to the committee, you know, on this issue of translocating rhinos, rather than saying that the other countries are shoot to kill policy. I don't know, Chair, I'll leave it to you.
No, I hear you. In fact, we are making recommendations here. So maybe these are questions we should have raised earlier. We can find a way to recommend something rather than ask a question here, because now we are making recommendations. Yeah. So I don't know how you might be right to say, first it is correct if there are trans-frontier parks. Obviously, that we got into with understanding the implications. We are not the same countries, same resources, same everything. So can't use this platform to raise questions about those.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you, Chairman.
So I say can't hear me. I'm saying let's put this as a recommendation instead of a question. Because if we put it as a question and equally, let's not be seen to be engaging in some discussions now or some diplomatic issues with other countries, you are right. Because that should be part of this policy that constituted these trans-frontier parks. I don't know, Doctor, how can you phrase this such that it takes the sentiments that have been expressed into account.
Okay, Chair, I will do that, no problem. The points are noted. I will act on it, no problem, and run it by Honorable Singh and you respectively after the meeting.
Okay. Okay, let's proceed then. On the recommendations, we any other input?
Hi, Chair. Can I come in, please? I did have my hand up.
Yes.
Chair, I'm a little bit concerned when we raise issues in a specific area, they are... And this happens in more than one of the categories or the paragraphs, is the committee will raise like 10 issues and then we get 7 replies to the 10 issues. So that means that not every issue that we raise has actually been addressed. So I would very much like this, these to go back to the people that have given us the replies and for them to make sure that if we've addressed 10 issues, that we actually get 10 replies to the 10 issues. Thank you.
Yeah, noted. Any further comments?
Chairperson, on page 27, if you're moving there.
Yes, let's move to page 27.
Yeah, I just thought that first bullet point there on 27, Dr. Watts, through you, Chair, could be reworded. The department should present the audit report in relation to small scale fishers allocations that took the department to court. I think, you know, perhaps you should start with having noted court challenges. The department should present an audit report in relation to small-scale fishers allocations. So we can start with having noted court challenges. Come on, the department should, yeah. And stop at allocations, stop at allocations.
That's fine. Thank you.
Yeah. And Chairperson, the next one, the department should allocate interim fishing permits. Permits, yeah, plural, yeah. Right? And then Chairperson, I think it might be a bit unfair for me to bring in this next comments that I have because I was not part of the meetings for known reasons. But I note that a number of the recommendations are around wildlife issues and I have no problem with that because you were out there in the park. I don't see any recommendations with regard to pollution and waste management. And I don't know if these were discussed by the committee because there are unacceptable levels of pollution, especially in Mpumalanga, and also waste management issues. So I'm just putting it to the committee, but I'm not saying that it should be added, but just to say that you know, those are important issues as well. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes. In fact, because there were so many things we were engaged with, air pollution, as we were in Mpumalanga, we almost focused on the Kruger National Park. But I'm just raising those. If there's anything the officials might want to, which we might have discussed without focusing on it. So I don't remember as well, but other members who were part of that are here. But we don't have a problem in terms of these being challenges, air pollution, especially there in Mpumalanga, and waste management. I do remember there was talk about waste management, but I don't think we focused much. But I'm saying then the drafters, if there's anything they would want to look at it in terms of what came out of the meetings.
Honorable Chair,
Any other member? Page 27 is the last page. Yes. Yes, Honorable Bruce, Mr. or Dr. Sports.
Yeah, no, what I was trying to say, Honorable Chair, is some of the issues which were raised during your oversight and also in engagement with the department and the entities, they were actually captured under the relevant programs. Like I give you an example of the request for the number of published protected tree species. That is actually under forestry program. The number of trees which were actually earmarked for fruits, those were also under the forestry program. The issue of pollution should have been captured under climate change, air quality, and sustainable development. Well, the issue that was actually raised there was a climate change issue, whether the communities were actually supplied or provided with climate change mitigation projects. And that was the only thing under that category. But be it as it may, the recommendations are not only limited to the engagement, the issues which are of close concern or of priority concern to the committee, those ones can be included in the recommendations. So the recommendations are things that the committee want to carry forward in its work. So I agree with Honorable Singh. Although he wasn't there, you know, the recommendations of issues of air quality and air pollution can actually be incorporated into the recommendations, which is actually good. And that's exactly what we are trying to do here, because this budget is about the entire scope of the work of the department and the entities. Thank you.
Well, then you can do as you are suggesting. As Honorable Phillips.
Sorry, Chair, I just forgot to take my hand down.
Oh, okay. I see your hand. That was page 27. Was it not the last page?
Yes, Chair.
Yes. Now, with those amendments and noted and whatever, can we get a proposal for adoption?
Chairperson, I move for adoption. Yeah.
Honorable Singh moves. Any second?
Chairperson, I second Honorable Singh.
Honorable Modi is seconding.
Chairperson?
No contrary view. Can we then assume that the report is adopted?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Honorable
Paulson?
We're in too much of a hurry. Good morning, Chairperson. Chairperson, please note the objection of the EFF to the adoption of the report.
Yes, objection of the EFF noted. Any further objection? Then the report is adopted. Can we then move to the next item?
Honorable Bieber here.
Yes, Honorable Bieber. Bieber.
Bieber, it seems my surname is just as difficult as yours. Chairperson, the DA would like to just reserve our right on behalf of the DA. All right. We don't. Thank you.
Now, we note the reservation of the rights of the DA. Then we have adopted the agenda. Now, let's move to the consideration of and adoption of the minutes on the meeting of the 4th and 5th. Yes.
Do you have sufficient people to support the adoption of the report here?
Oh, you think I am assuming that you have got sufficient people?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
I haven't heard them, Chairperson.
Oh, you want them to say one by one?
There's myself and there's three DA members who are reserving the opinion. I've rejected the adoption. Honorable Singh.
In fact, let's not assume that they have been clear in objecting. they have said they reserve their right. It
means... Yeah, but certainly, Chairperson, you're gonna need at least 50% plus one to support the adoption, and that doesn't look like it's possible given the number of members here. Yeah, there's 12 of us. It's only Honorable Modisi and the Honorable Singh. That's two people. This report cannot be adopted by the committee, Chairperson. And you will.
There's Honorable Kancho, there's Honorable Mtun, Honorable Paulson, there's Honorable Kancho, there's Honorable Mtun, there's Honorable Singh. You are also counting alternates now. In fact, DA has not said like you clearly they are objecting to.
You need 50% plus one to adopt this report, and you don't seem to have that majority, Chairperson.
Chairperson, may I come in?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, just with respect to Honorable Paulson, and I hope you enjoyed your helicopter ride. Firstly, I think the 50 plus one refers to a quorum. We have a quorum of the meeting. The meeting is properly quorate. And then after it's quorate, then the majority of members there must either adopt or reject. And my submission is that the majority of members have agreed to the adoption of the report. The majority of members that are present who make up the quorum. Thank you.
Yes. But no, that helps. Otherwise, I thought he was trying to help members to speak. I didn't think he was more technical about it.
No.
Yes, that's correct.
Chairperson,
yes, Honorable Paulson.
About it because I need who are the there's 4, 5, 7. 1, 2.
Who are
be sufficient to adopt? We don't know that. Okay, Honorable Mbata came along to help adopt. So it looks like you'll just squeeze in by a narrow margin. You'll just squeeze in by a narrow margin, and this report has almost not been adopted by the committee, by the majority.
So
of the
you want to say that in Parliament? You are free to say anything in Parliament.
Yeah,
the
report
has been adopted
by the committee because you weren't all here.
The report has been adopted.
And
by
the IFP and the IFP just about saved you. Typical.
Hey, don't cause a war here now.
Paulson,
was almost not adopted by the majority. That's the reality of the story. The Honorable Mbata just came in.
No, but
But you came in to make sure the report gets adopted.
No.
There's been a sufficient majority to have this report adopted.
I want to put
still chairing the meeting.
Okay, Chairperson, you may continue.
Yes, I had a voice that was saying something, but I think we have adopted the report.
Agreed, Chair.
Let's move to the next item, which is the adoption of the minutes of the meeting of the 4th. The minutes are flighted there. I hope in the first portion of it, everybody will see who was present and not present. If there's any spelling, you can correct that. Move to the next page. I'm waiting for any comments and any, that's page 2, page 3. And that is the end of the minutes. That's the last page. Any mover for adoption?
Honorable Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 4th of May.
Chair, I second the move.
Yes, moved and seconded. Can we move then to the minutes of the 5th of May? Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Okay, that's the end. Any mover for adoption?
Chairperson, it's Ganjo. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Ganjo moved. Any seconder?
Chair, I second Honorable Mbatha.
Yes, Honorable Mbatha. Thank you very much. The minutes have been adopted. The next is the consideration and adoption of the oversight report on the visit at KZN. Can we get that? Can we flight the KZN report oversight? Even here, we'll be noting any issues that members would want to raise. I may not see your hand. But if you want to say something, let's say so. Page 1. Page 2. By the way, we are doing this for the second time. I think.
Can I come in, Chair?
Last time, three.
Chair, can I come in here, please?
Who wants to speak?
It's please, Cheryl. Yeah. Honorable Phillips. Chair, I just I've got a grave concern about the Isi Mongoliso visit that we did. We didn't really get to interact much with the community and with both the small-scale and the large-scale farmers. And that's actually proved that there has been quite a big problem that was brought to my attention after that visit. So if we can maybe just note that the stakeholder engagement wasn't as complete as what it should have been. Thank you.
The drafters of the report, is there any way you can accommodate those sentiments?
Honorable Chair, that's in the recommendations and the committee observations.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Chair?
Yes.
Sorry, Chair, and I just called him now. He flighted the third quarter. He's going to flight the oversight report now. There was a mistake there.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
I could just see that this thing was not moving. Kept on saying page one. I was already on page three. Let's move like that. Let's move to page three. Let's move to page four. Honorable members are free to stop at whatever point. Page four. Let's move to page five. Yes, Honorable Gancho, all our mind is also unstable. At times, I think this thing is moving slowly. It's page five, page six. Page seven. Page eight. With that, I know it was the issue of the adoption of the, it was the issue of recommendations when we postponed the adoption. Can we now get a mover for the adoption of the report? Honorable members.
Chair, Honorable Mbata, I move for the adoption of the report.
Honorable Mbata moved. Any seconder?
Honorable Chair, I second. Honorable Mkunu.
Honorable Mkunu supports or seconds the adoption. Therefore, means the report is adopted. Can we then move to the adoption of the second and third quarter report on the screen? The second and third quarter report. Page one. So we are seeing it for the second time now. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Page seven. Page eight. Page page 10, yes. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Page 19. Page 20. Twenty-two, 24.25, 26, 27, 28. Can we then get, can we note the report? Report is noted.
Yes, Chair, noted.
Noted. In terms of our program for today, that was the last item. So it was an item before the last. The last one is adjournment of the session. So I would like, without any further ado, adjourn the session and hope to see you all members in the afternoon in the parliamentary session. Session is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
I'm now free from thank COVID.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Please, everyone, stay safe.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Terrible is.
Yeah, so,
I know we're done. It went well.
Yeah.
Oh, so, he wants to join the meeting. Mr. Paulson wants to, yeah. He's joining the honorables of the staff.
Okay.
Yes.
I will include the climate change staff.
Recommendation, okay.
And then I will also include
the transportation, the
ministry staff.
Yeah.
The host comment that Honorable Singh made, did you capture that?
Yeah, those ones are captured. Yes. I will send them.
Okay, Joseph. You captured all things, staff, or which one did you capture, Joseph?
The transmission of the rhinos to African countries.
We deleted that question.
Oh, the
only one that needs reworking, it's that last sentence that they were concerned about diplomacy. The other stuff, we work them directly into the document. So I'm sending it now.
Okay. You just delete the question, eh? Delete that question.
Okay.
Yeah, delete it completely. And you also include climate change.
No, the one for climate change is already there, but under the program. So it was not really, I think they missed it if they were reading.
Okay, so we leave it.
Yeah, I think it's covered there under the program.
Yeah, but if he wanted it to be air pollution issues, he wanted to be included in the recommendations. And
I think we can put a recommendation there for climate change, pollution.
No, climate change is covered.
And waste management.
Climate change is covered with that. The waste management with that. Okay. I will go.
But I think what happened was that it was a question that was raised around waste management.
Mm-hmm.
The question was answered. So there was no point that appeared like a recommendation. But
yeah.
If they want a recommendation to say what? Because they asked the question and the question was answered.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So Joseph, you had worked with the rhino translocation, you have done that.
Let me see here. You know, this
thing. Can you again, Sansa?
They. With Zoom, when you have to flight something, it appears in duplicate. So, like the naming of the document, like for example, this other one, its name appears like a draft format for BRRR. So, when the same template is used, all of them appear like draft format for BRRR. So then you have to guess, maybe it's this one, or maybe it's that one.
Okay, yeah, I get it. Because when you flighted the third quarter instead of the KZN oversight, okay. Yeah, I saw on your screen, they were like listed same, under the same, yeah.
Yeah, like I think there's a template which appears like overtime claim template. On which the reports are written. So when I open all of them, Zoom does not show the file name. It shows the, I don't know.